We liked each other. That was clear. I liked the conversations that I was having with people. There was a real honesty and openness to it. People were open about things they didn't understand, but really curious and wanted to know more about the things that they did like. So, God, that's such a tough question to answer other than it just felt right.
Do you think that after 6 years that you have been able to say for sure, should we take the news that broke a month ago as maybe some sort of failure in what you tried to do when you came here?
I would say it was just the opposite. I feel like we achieved what we set out to do. We've reached audiences. We've served dancers. We've served employees in this community. We've served communities, not just in Boise, but all over the place. And the reason we're making this decision now is we're doing this from a place of I think great power, and that, you know, we've done it. It's a time to look at this particular project, and we can put that on the shelf and really feel good about it and say, man, you know, we did that. And you know, now move into this next phase with that same kind of creativity and excitement.
Was there a moment when you said, okay, it's now finally time to pursue the filmmaking aspect of my creative brain and kind of put to bed this one that has dealt with dance and choreography?
Yeah, and I can't really pinpoint, like, there wasn't one thing that really instigated it, but, you know, the shift has been clear for a couple of years now, and it's something we've been talking about internally over the past 2 years and what that might look like and kind of preparing people internally for what that shift might be. You know, it's a slow, gradual thing, and it's one of those things that's maybe it's difficult for an artist to explain what that process is like. But when, you know, when the time comes, you know it.
What if you're not as successful? You've been very, very successful in the world of dance and choreography, and filmmaking is a whole different animal.
I suppose it matters how one defines success. The success of the dance company in the form that it's been in is not something that I sought out and not something that I expected. For me, success as an artist is continually pushing myself and taking great risk to get to what I feel like is a personal truth for myself. If I can get to that place, hopefully it then strikes a universal chord with other people and resonates with their truth. That's my job, is to keep pushing and moving in that direction. Whether or not that equals commercial success, that's not really something I think one can plan for and see. I hope that's the case. And when I say commercial success, I just mean I hope it reaches a lot of people. We've been really fortunate to reach a very large audience with dance, but the form is inherently limited in that you can really only get to a few thousand people in a theater per night. I'm hoping with film that reach expands to numbers that we have not enjoyed yet, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah, how sure are you that you'll be successful in that way?
In the way, in terms of pushing myself that way, I guarantee it. It's my life's work to put myself in that place. And, you know, right now I'm working on this new work for our show here on March 15th, The Vinegar Works. And it's all based on the writings and the illustrations of Edward Gorey. And I'm really realizing and relishing in this last rehearsal period how committed I am to always moving into unknown territory and always staying in that scary space. That's what motivates me as an artist, and I think that's what it's one of the things that makes me most successful in what I do. And so it's so interwoven into the process. I can't possibly see how I could abandon that.
You have very much been a feather in Boise's hat in terms of the way the city has looked at you. I believe I remember landing in Boise for the first time ever 2 years ago, and I believe seeing a Trey McIntyre billboard or mural in the airport. And if I didn't see one then, I know there's been one there at some time. How have city leaders reacted to this change in direction from you?
Our feedback across the board has been really lovely. We had a great conversation with Mayor Beter about the excitement for what's going to happen next, and that how important it is for this organization to stay innovative. Across the board, all of my conversations with people have been first some sadness over losing something that people really like. And that's a great thing, to actually have something to mourn in this process. That makes me feel really proud that we achieved something great. But with very few exceptions, it's always followed up with a great understanding about just really getting it and understanding what this moment is about. And I think there's two really starkly different emotions. One is sadness. The other is excitement for doing what's right and for following one's true path and vision, and not getting stuck into what I think is a more institutional mode. And it's where I think a lot of arts organizations go. And I think it's not really my bag, and I don't really understand it big picture. And in fact, I think some of the legacies of some great choreographers have been destroyed by this holding on to it and trying to make it into a fixed entity. You know, dance in particular is an ephemeral form. It's here this moment and it's gone the next. And I think the right thing to do with that is to embrace it.
There's something to be said about wanting people, leaving people wanting more. And it's always good to go on a trip and leave before you're tired of being there, come home early and wish you could go back, as opposed to staying too long and wish you would have left early.
I think that's absolutely true. And it's a tough thing to do. I mean, we were at a point, you know, when this is really coming down to, is this happening or not? Do we do it in this many months, or do we add 12 more months onto that and have one more year of it? And it was interesting to think, even for myself, how much my instinct was like, well, of course, one more year, because that means what? Security, and it's a lot less risk. And the more I kind of sifted through that, I realized that was all bunk. And that all that was doing is putting me one more year closer to death. And in fact, if I know that this is the time for this transition for the organization, and this is the time for this transition for me as an artist, the right thing to do is to strike now. This might be my last chance to do it. And so in that respect, it's been really lovely.